right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord, let your glory fall. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord, let your glory fall. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord, let your glory fall. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord, let your glory fall. Almighty God, yes, Lord, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Almighty God, we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord, let your glory fall. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord, let your healing fall. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord, let your joy fall. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord, let your peace fall. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord, let salvation fall. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord, let your spirit fall. We need you, we need you, we need you, Lord, let your glory fall. Almighty God, we need you right now. Yes, we do. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Pour it out, Lord. Yes, Almighty God, Almighty God, we need you right now. Right now, right now, reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Hallelujah. we need thee, oh, we need thee. Every hour we need thee, oh, bless us now, our Savior, we come to thee. Yes, we do, this Monday morning. Lord, we need thee every day and every hour. We need thee. Touch us, Lord. Oh, bless us now. Our Savior, we come right now, Lord. We come, the TMC family, Lord. We come to Almighty God, yes you are, for we need you right now. Reveal your glory and pour your spirit out. Saturate us. Saturate us now. Saturate us. Saturate us now. Saturate us, oh Lord. Saturate us, saturate us now. Oh, Lord, saturate us. Oh, Lord, saturate us. Yes, Lord, we need you, Jesus. Saturate us. Saturate us now. Open heaven. Let your love pour out. Saturate us. Saturate us now. Open heaven, let your love pour out on us, saturate us, on us, saturate us, on us, saturate us, Almighty God, saturate us with your love, Lord, on us. Saturate us. We give you the glory, God. We give you the honor. and on this day. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We magnify you because you are Almighty God. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are El Shaddai, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you because you are more than anything. You will be what we need you to be, God. And so we thank you. We thank you for this Monday morning, this new day that you have allowed us to see, God. We thank you that we woke up in our right minds. We thank you, God, that we woke up safe and protected. We thank you that our families are safe and protected, God. We thank you that all of our needs are supplied according to your riches and glory. We thank you, God, that you are our shepherd, God, and we shall not want for anything. We thank you that you are a miracle worker. We thank you that you are a healer. We thank you that you are our deliverer. We thank you that you are our peacemaker. We thank you, God, that we find joy and we find hope in you, Father. Father, have your way right now here on the Master's Call. We ask that you would saturate each of us right now in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for Dr. PK and thank you for Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for their yes. We thank you, God, that our lives are enriched, empowered, and enhanced, God. We thank you, Lord, for Artist Life and for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, God, that lives are being transformed all over the world. Renew us, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, and bless the speakers. They will come this morning, God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would increase as they decrease, that your word will go forth mightily, uncontaminated, unhindered in the name of Jesus. God, and I decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus, but that we will walk in victory because victory is ours. Victory is yours and it's ours too, oh God, and we are more than conquerors, God. So have your way in us and through us. Show us so that we to align ourselves up with the steps that you have already predestined for our lives, and we will be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. And these things I decree and declare in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
I am here. Great day, great day, great day, great day this morning. Yes, yes, indeed, our songbird ushered us straight into the throne room. Saturate us now. Pour your love on us, because Almighty God, we need you. We need you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, my TMC family. Welcome, welcome, welcome all of our new visitors that we heard on the call this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. So glad that you're here. And as she said, we're here Monday through Friday, no matter what the day is, even on the holidays. Let me tell you, my name is Sharon Stowers, and I'm from Pearland, Texas. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this call in October of 2010. The father got notice to two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, called them out and told them to start this Master's Call, and they said yes. And their foundational scripture is Psalms 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And there you can find all of the messages if you need. In the morning, you wake up in the middle of the night and need to hear a word, you can go on that website, and there are so many awesome messages there. You can read the bios of the ministers to this call on that, and anything you need to know about the Master's Call. Our theme for this year is, in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith, in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. And if you feel led to be a part of this great ministry, you want to greet as our songbird did so graciously. You want to sing. You have a song in your heart and usher us into the throne room as she so mightily did on this morning as well with a sweet, sweet spirit. Or if you want to host as I am doing, or even if you have a word in your belly, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info, I-N-F-O, @themasterscall.net. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report that can't wait until Friday, you can also contact us at that email address. Well, the thread that brought us together is a phenomenal company, Artist Light, which was founded over 30 years ago by the Diaz de Leon family, and we're now known as Artist Life. If you have not heard of Artist Life, please get with the person that invited you to this call, and they will tell you about the great products that help the world become healthier. Hallelujah. And we believe that they're the best products on this side of heaven as coined by our own Minister Brenda Terrell. The new morning motivational call is directly after this call, Monday through Friday, where a team of great leaders will be giving vital information on the benefits of these wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. 10-294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, 10-294-617-pound. And if you're having a problem getting connected to this call or the morning motivational call, there's a bypass number, which is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. Well, as I said, Monday through Friday, immediately after this call, is another call. And today, it's Inspirational Monday. And you are in for a treat today because it is hosted by our own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and the mouthpiece for today. I know she's on fire with an overflow of the Sisters Serving Sisters Women's Retreat on Saturday. Minister, preacher, prophetess Brenda Henry Terrell will be bringing the message on today. But I know you came today to hear words, and you are in the right place. Our speaker this morning is indeed she is a called proclaimer of the Word of God. She was the first ambassador for Artist Health and Wellness Company. She is co-founder of this Master's Call. She loves her two adult children and adores her five grandchildren. We call her Queen Super Fantastic. However, she prefers playing Dr. PK. There's much that we can say about her. Therefore, I direct you to read her bio. It's a prolific bio on that website, the site I gave you earlier, the Master's Call website. And Dr. PK, the floor is yours. Are you there?
I am here, my angel. How are you this morning?
I am doing super fantastic. How about that?
I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Minister Sharon Stowers. And I tell you, you are just that. Thank God for your support on Friday evening, Friday morning, Friday, whatever time we want to call it, midnight services. And you and Minister Tiffany Lauderdale are absolutely wonderful, powerful voices of God who don't mind opening your mouths and praising God. So you did that for me on Friday night, came right back on Sunday, on Friday night for me, and then Saturday for sisters serving sisters. And here you are on Monday. I know you sang somewhere on Sunday. I just know you did. And now here you are on Monday. I'm just believing and speaking into your lives right now and decreeing and declaring that God is releasing something special for you too. So God says, ask of me something big and believe that I would do it for you, because you belong to me. You are mine, saith the Lord. I'm just loving what I'm feeling about you too right now. It feels good down to my sanctified toes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I also, TMC family, thank God for you being here today. I love each and every one of you. To those, my dear guests and friends who picked that phone up and called in this morning, thank you. Calling you all ministers, Pat Jones and Lisa Dunn, thank you. I heard you too. I don't know where may have come out here, but I'm so glad that you did. I have made it a point on Monday, since I'm going to be out here, to at least invite somebody to come and pray for me being out here. So I thank both of you for praying for me, for real. I thank God for you. Ah, glory be to God. What a wonderful day it is for me to start off this week with Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. This is the Monday before Thanksgiving, and I want you to know that on yesterday, I started out by sending out some messages, thanking God for sending wonderful angels into my life, divine new connections, new divine connections, new godly connections, people who I believe God has brought into my life to pray over me, to sing over me, to be with me as I am living right now, going through this time. I just thank God for it. I want to also thank God for how the day went yesterday. I spent yesterday just, in worship in a different, we are in a different season. Let us recognize that we are, and that it's perfectly okay, because there's nothing we can do about it anyway. We need to embrace it and give God thanks for it. Why? Because the Bible says, in all things, give God thanks. And so I just want you all to know that it is time for us to recognize where we are. As I went on to spend yesterday, I had a good long talk with my daughter and my son. You all, that is something for me to have a good long talk with the both of them together right there in the same place. It was so, so much fun with them on yesterday. I was over at the retreat center preparing for this weekend and thanking God for this weekend, because I'm going to have a grand opening of the Joy Retreat Center, whereby we are going to make our purpose known and giving God thanks for it already here in Silver Creek, Mississippi. And that's going to be on Saturday, and we're going to begin at 1 o'clock in the afternoon here. That's 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and go until God says it's over. On yesterday, as I was thinking about it, thinking about my day yesterday, kind of ended the day and went on over into the morning, because people were still calling and on the phone. But I thank God for Minister Brenda Terrell and how she allowed God to use her over the weekend, she and Minister and Prophet Kai, for the Sister Serving Sisters Conference. It was magnificent. If you missed it, don't miss another one, because the anointing of God was there from the beginning to the ending, and it was such a blessing. And I thank God for her also, because even though she is the Mississippi Queen, I'm here in Mississippi, but she is the Queen, you all. And she is a person who knows how to connect people, and I thank God for her. She connected me with her pastor and Lady MacArthur, and they are just phenomenal, and had wonderful, wonderful conversation with them last night. And so I'm just here to tell you, it has begun. My Thanksgiving week has already started. And so my question to you today, is, which is going to be my subject, how are you celebrating Thanksgiving? How are you really celebrating Thanksgiving? I want you to go to the book of Exodus with me, and let's get at it. As Chris Como says, that's one of my favorite sayings he gives us. In Exodus 16, beginning with the very first verse, I'm going to read to you, and I would just love to read the whole chapter, but I'm going to read the 15 verses of it. I enjoyed reading it this morning, and I'm going to read it to you out of this Message Bible. On the 15th day of the second month, after they had left Egypt, the whole company of Israel moved on from Elim to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. The whole company of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron there in the wilderness. The Israelites said, "Why didn't God just let us die in comfort in Egypt, where we had lamb stew and all the bread we could eat? You brought us out into this wilderness to starve us to death, the whole company of Israel." God said to Moses, "I'm going to rain bread down from the skies for you. The people will go out and gather each day's ration. I'm going to test them to see if they'll live according to my teaching or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they have gathered, it will turn out to be twice as much as their daily ration." Moses and Aaron told the people of Israel, "This evening you will know that it is God who brought you out of Egypt. And in the morning, I'm telling you, God was God then, and God is still God now. And in the morning, you will see the glory of God." Get your glory, Lord. "Yes, he's listened to your complaints against him. You haven't been complaining against Aaron and me, you know, but you've been complaining against God. Help me today, Lord." Moses said, "Since it will be God who gives you meat for your meal in the evening and your fill of bread in the morning, it's God who will have listened to your complaints against him. Who are we in all of this? You haven't been complaining to us. You've just been complaining to God. Forgive us, God." So Moses instructed Aaron. Listen to the instructions. I've been talking to you about them for the past 2 weeks. "Tell the whole company of Israel, come near to God. He's heard your complaints." Not your prayers, just complaints. Are your prayers prayers or are they complaints? "When Aaron gave out the instructions to the whole company of Israel, they turned their face to the wilderness. And there it was." Oops, there it is. "The glory of God's visible." He was visible in the cloud. God spoke to Moses, "I've listened to the complaints of the Israelites. Now tell them, at dusk you will eat meat, and at dawn you will eat your fill of bread, and you will realize that indeed I am God, your God. I am God, your God." You all, when the manna started flowing down, the Israelites took one look and said one to another, "Manu, what is it?" They had no idea what it was, even though they had been told. So Moses told them again. So I'm asking you again, what is it? What is it you are thankful for? What are you really thankful for? How are you really celebrating your Thanksgiving? How are you celebrating your Thanksgiving? For most of us, Thanksgiving is a time, it's a culinary adventure. It's a time when we share our recipes, and some of us have recipes that we have had passed down through the years. Many of us have our turkey and pumpkin pie already purchased the ingredients and everything and ready for us as for the big meal for this week. Somebody asked me on yesterday, what are you all doing for Thanksgiving? As if we are going to do anything grand with this pandemic being here and with my children talking to me about Thanksgiving. It was a funny thing. Daddy said, Mama, can we just give you one good reason and you can accept it and we come and be with you for Thanksgiving? Of course, you know that's the laugh I gave. And they laughed afterwards. And Devola said, Eddie, when are you going to get it through your head? She says, no visiting until after this coronavirus is over. My heart bleeds. My heart really cries out. Absolutely, Pat Jones, you can invite others to this prayer call. Now, don't text me no more. I'm preaching. Okay. Look, let me tell you something. As I am thinking and reflecting on the many Thanksgivings that I've had down through the years with my husband's cooking, and one thing that David Roberts said to me is, I only require that you cook two times a year, and that's Thanksgiving and Christmas. Wasn't that a good man? I ask that you think about your Thanksgivings of the past. What I know that this one will be different because this is the first one that you will have had in the midst of this pandemic. However, I want you to remember this more than you remember anything else. You have never had a Thanksgiving without God. Hallelujah. Whether you recognized his presence or not, God was there with you then, and God is here with you now. Somebody ought to clap your hands and say, I'm going to celebrate Thanksgiving, praising and magnifying God. How are you going to celebrate your Thanksgiving? That's how I'm going to do mine. I've already started out thanking him for the very first thing, the angels that he has sent into my life. People don't have to be in your life right now because of the isolation that is associated with this pandemic. However, you can have angels in your life, angels that I did not have in my life prior to this pandemic, and I'm thanking God for them. And they call, and we talk, and we Zoom. Hey, glory be to God. They Zoom by here, and I Zoom by there. And we Zoom in here. Here, there, and everywhere with this technology that we have that allows us to Zoom just like that. Hey, and so I thank God for that. I thank God for that. As I look at the scripture today and I look at where the Israelites were, the one thing that I see here that is still prevalent today, and that is the thing of complaining. Also, the thing that is called entitlement. We Americans are, I think we have the corner on that thing, and we just act like somebody, God and everybody else owes us something. Well, here the Israelites are complaining about the good old days back in Egypt. They just complaining and talking about how good it was back there. They forgot. It's something about complaining that will make you forget. They forgot they were slaves back there. They forgot that they had to go out and make bricks with straw. They forgot. You get to complaining and you think about, get the grumbling, and you get to thinking about the good old days. I dropped that out of my mouth this week in as well. And there were some good old days. There were some good days doing those. But, baby, we had some hard days back there, too. They weren't all good. But it's something about grumbling and complaining that will make you forget that God was God there, and forget all the bad things that went on, and all you can think about is the good things. So they begin grumbling. God grumbling. Forgetting, God's promise of a new land for them, and a land that was going to be their own land, Canaan. Forgot. Grumbling will take your eyes off the hope offered by God's promises. Grumbling, we don't want to grumble, amen. Grumbling can be a selective forgetfulness, yeah, remembering only the good in the past. I had to come back to my paper just a minute because it was so good I didn't want to forget anything. Grumbling can be selective forgetfulness. Y'all better write that down. That's good. Remembering only the good in the past and forgetting the trauma that was associated with. This is like folks who pine for the good old days, like I said I did this weekend, forgetting the way it really used to be. And so grumbling, Maya Angelou said, she's one of my favorite people. She told a story in one of her books about her grandmother who had a store in Arkansas. And when people would come in grumbling, she would look at Mayo and tell her to come over close so that she could hear. And she'd stand there and listen, and the Mr. Brother Thomas would come in and he would complain, and she would look at Mayo and make sure that her granddaughter was hearing everything that was being said. And as soon as the whiner and the complainer left, her grandmother would ask her, "Sister, did you hear what brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so was complaining about?" Yes, ma'am. She would continue, "Sister, there are people who went to sleep all over the world last night, poor and rich, black and white, but they will never wake up again. Never, sister. Sister, those people who expected to rise did not get up this morning. Now, those dead folks would give anything at all, just for 5 minutes of this weather or 10 minutes of that plowing that those people were complaining about. So I want you to watch yourself, sister. Don't ever complain. Do you hear me, sister?" Yes, Grandmama. Grandmama would conclude with, "What you're supposed to do when you're about to complain is to recognize whether or not it's something that you can change. Don't complain. Change it if you can. If not, just tell the Lord thank you." Grumbling is forgetting the blessings of life itself and of life's simple benefits. Ooh, 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 Lord, let me stop. Ooh, Lord, I need to conclude with this. Ooh, Lord, I ran out of time that quick. Let me tell you. Instead of grumbling, the thing that we're going to do is go over into Philippians, the second chapter and the 14th verse. "Do everything readily and cheerfully. No bickering, no second guessing allowed. Go out into the world uncorrupted, a breath of fresh air in this polluted society. Provide people with a glimpse of good living and of the living and what it is like to live with God. Carry the life-giving message into the night so I'll have good cause to be proud of you on that day that Christ returns." That's how I'm going to do my Thanksgiving. How are you going to do yours? Come on and take it over, my dear angel minister, Sharon Stowers. I do apologize.
My, that was some good stuff. I wasn't even thinking about what time it was. That was some good stuff, and I know that y'all want to hear this again. How are you going to celebrate your Thanksgiving? That playback number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, pin number 957-677-POUND. Let's go a short prayer to Father. Father, we just thank you, Father, for being you, and we are grateful. We are thankful, Father. I ask you, forgive us for complaining and grumbling. And, Father, we learn today that whatever we're grumbling and complaining about, it's against you, nobody else. So forgive us, Father. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us for not listening to the prophet when they tell us something from you and we see it and still don't recognize it, Father. Please forgive us, Father. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory in this time, in all time, in everything, we give you thanks. Well, Just go back and listen to that. I know I am. Thank you, Father. The new morning motivational call is immediately after this call. 712-770-4005. 712-770-4005. PIN 294-617#, where another powerhouse will be speaking on today. Preacher, prophetess, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell will be preaching on that call this today. And I'm going to ask Dr. PK to run real quick back and give us the benediction so we all can run over to that call.
I'm running real quick back. Yes, yes, yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, thank you, thank you. And ask that you forgive us for grumbling and complaining. And God, to remember that your blessings are amen and amen. So right now, as we leave this call, we leave not your presence nor your anointing, and we give you the glory for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Go out and have a super fantastic celebration. God bless. Bye-bye.